Good morning. This is Mose again with the Daily Inspirations. Sorry I'm a little late this morning, but trust that you will be able to call back and find it a blessing. Find it maybe even more of a blessing or worth waiting for. So anyway, don't want to take up too much time here in the beginning. This is Mose, and my phone number is 717-656-9576. I welcome your input if you want to call me anytime. And I do also invite you to the Saturday morning Bible study. The Saturday morning Bible study is accessible by dialing 857-216-6700, ID number 525-819. And that's live every Saturday morning at, and it's usually only on the phone. We don't have a physical location. So that, again, that's 857-216-6700, ID number 525-819, that is sent 7:30 each Saturday morning. So please do call us there. And if you miss the live one, there's also a playback at 641-715-3800, ID number 42517. So please join us one way or the other, and welcome to join us live. We really appreciate live people calling in. And yeah, it's quite a blessing. So God bless you, and trust that you will be blessed with the devotionals and daily inspirations this week as I share from the Word of God. So today I would like to share from, well, like I said yesterday, I'm taking the idea, the couple words, take heed, and I did a search in the Bible. And there's 64 verses found, 128 matches. So in other words, over, 128 times that you find the two words together, take heed. Those two words would be in the same verse. And over half of them are in the Old Testament. So today I'll probably, you know, be mostly in the Old Testament. And I want to make sure I don't take too long here. But in Exodus 34:12, it's the first one I would like to take a look at. It says, take heed to thyself, lest thou make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land, whither thou goest, lest it be for a snare in the midst of thee. Okay. Now, you think, well, that's for the children of Israel, and doesn't apply to us today. Well, wait a minute. It says, lest thou make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land. So who are the inhabitants of the land that we live in, and how can we apply that to our life today? The inhabitants of the land are our friends and neighbors, and you know, many times, you know, our friends are not all, we have acquaintances all over the, you know, all over, and they might be Christians and they might not be Christians. But it's God's will that we are a light to the world, that our light will shine, and that hopefully by seeing our good work, seeing our walk with God, they will also desire the same. They see that we have joy in spite of all the tribulation that comes against us, and then they will want to serve God also. So here it says, take heed to thyself, lest thou make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land. Be careful. Be careful, even today, that you don't make a league. You don't go in business with an unbeliever. You don't go... there's certain things that you just can't do. You don't walk with the unbeliever to all his functions. I know I have already been involved in sales, and one time we went on a tour, and Hollywood was one of the places that they wanted to go, and so I went in and I saw one show in Hollywood. It was to go behind the scenes and see how they produce these things. And that's where what we were looking at. And I went with the group to that one show. And then after that, I said, I'm not going in anymore. I don't need to see this. My mind doesn't need to be polluted with this. So I stayed out in the bus. And so, that's sometimes what we have to do. We have to take a stand for what we believe. And even though the other people that we're with, they might be Christians, but, are they filled with the Holy Spirit? Are they walking with God? That's what you have to ask of yourself. Ask yourself when you associate with other people. And yes, it's all right to associate with other people, but just be careful. Be careful that their involvement in sports and all kinds of things doesn't take you down. The inhabitants of the land, whither thou goest. The inhabitants of the land, their motive is basically flesh. It's fleshly, it's carnal. And so if we make leagues, if we join up with the inhabitants of the land and do what they do, it tends to bring more carnality in our life. And do you want more carnality, or do you want more of Jesus? I guess one of the questions that I would have is, what is your commitment to the Lord Jesus? Are you, on a scale of 0 to 10, are you a 10, or are you a 5, or are you a 4? Where would you put your Christianity? And for myself, I don't want to say it quite that way. I missed something here. on a scale of 0 to 10, what is your commitment to the Lord Jesus Christ? I've been asking people this question for quite a while now, and I get all kinds of different answers, and especially some of the young Christians. I can tell by their response, just where they're at pretty quickly. And so where are you at? Are you at a 5? Many people will put themselves at a 5 because they don't want to be too high, and yet they don't want to be too low either. So, but for myself, my commitment to the Lord Jesus is at a 10. And I guess I would, if you're anything less than a 10, then ask God why. Just make that a real matter of prayer and ask God why you're not committed to Him at a 10. And work on that. If you're sincere and you ask God to show you why you're not committed at a 10, He will show you. And so that's my encouragement to you. And let me see here. I think my time is almost up here. Don't know that I even have time to look at another verse here this morning. I thought maybe we'd get through several verses. Well, maybe I'll just look at Deuteronomy 4:23 yet. We might not get finished with that, but it says, "Take heed to yourselves, lest ye forget the covenant of the Lord your God, which He made with you, and make you a graven image." That goes along with with the other verse somewhat. And if we It's saying that we need to take heed, lest we forget. Lest we forget that we are committed to God. Lest we forget that we have promised God that we will serve Him. And we put our hearts on something else. A graven image is simply setting our hearts on something other than the Lord Jesus. I believe that's, you know, we look, some people get very specific, very, like the Amish, they say, well, no pictures. We can't, it says here, no graven image, so we can't have any pictures. Well, that's not really what it's saying. I mean, we can have graven images in our hearts that are a lot worse than pictures. And so, yeah, where's our heart? Be careful, lest you forget the covenant of the Lord your God. There is a, yesterday we heard a message about cooling off and falling away and things like that. And, you know, we can very easily be deceived and get to a place where we forget our first love. And like the Laodiceans, where we, God said, I will spew thee out of my mouth because you're lukewarm. And God does not like lukewarmness. So where are we at? Anyway, let's conclude with that. And we'll see what God has for us tomorrow. And God bless you as you seek to draw closer to the Lord Jesus. May you be faithful to God, and we know that God will be faithful to you, and God will not let you down if you set your heart after Him and get everything out of the Word of God that you can. Search the Word of God daily to see whether these things are so. You know, look into the Word of God and examine your life by the Word of God. It says so someplace that the Word of God is like a mirror. And we can look into the Word of God and we can see ourselves and we can see how we're doing. So God bless you and you have a wonderful day. I trust that you can come back tomorrow and hear what the Word, what God has to say to us tomorrow. And bring your friends and neighbors. Be sure to tell them about the daily inspirations. Okay, well, God bless you, and you have a wonderful day.